You're listening to the Texas Standard.
State of Texas has been back in federal court making the case before a three-judge panel for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals over the state's foster care system. Now, earlier this year, U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack ordered sweeping changes to Texas foster care, which at one time she declared to be unconstitutionally endangering young Texans. Since that time, the judge has said that state lawmakers' efforts to improve foster care are admirable, but not sufficient to fix the problems. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton quickly appealed that decision, saying that the judge and the special masters who are trying to order changes acted outside of their legal authority and ordered a plan that is both incomplete and impractical. Now, Bob Garrett has been covering this case for the Dallas Morning News, and he was in the courtroom in New Orleans yesterday. Bob, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Why is Texas fighting this plan put together by the special masters reviewing the state's foster care system? Why wouldn't they just accept this as a fix?
Well, Texas is Texas, David, and it says it's not going to have some cotton-picking federal judge look over its shoulder, even if it, as its lawyer said, yeah, we're not the best, maybe, but we do pretty well. So Texas, under Attorney General, then Attorney General, now Governor Greg Abbott, and now under Ken Paxton, has really taken a hard line that each state should be left alone to run its own child welfare system. Moreover, Texas says that its system is not constitutionally horrible, the way the plaintiff's lawyers say.
Well, let's take a quick look at what is it that this special masters group, what is it that they are suggesting that Texas undertake, which is unacceptable to the state?
Well, a whole bunch of things, including hiring more CPS caseworkers, also hiring more of the investigators and inspectors who would keep tabs on and police the foster care private contractors. Also doing a lot more to improve the records that track these children. And just on and on it goes. Better health care, better preparation for if they're going to stay in foster care till they turn 18 for adult living. It's dozens and dozens of requirements. Many of them give the state time to come up with a plan and sort of dicker with the court, the Judge Jack, and she would have monitors she would appoint. But it's a sweeping attempt to cure a lot of defects that the judge has found in this system.
In terms of what the state itself says that it wants to do, irrespective of this, of what the judge says needs to be done, what is the state's case? What did they tell the three-judge panel yesterday?
Well, they're basically on the attack, saying that the Judge Jack wrongly applied the law, and of course the state, as it did at trial nearly 4 years ago, was the trial, says that it's improving, it's self-improving. Judge Jack was withering in her skepticism about the state's claims that it's doing better, and just give us a little more time, ma'am, we'll fix this. The appeals court judges in New Orleans, they appeared divided over sort of the whole mess is before them, both the finding that Texas did bad and Judge Jack's remedies. The court in New Orleans has made Texas wait to get her remedies in order to appeal the whole ball of wax. So, you know, it's hard to read these judges when they ask questions. It's a bad idea to read too much into it. But I didn't see it going all the way either for Paxton or for the lawyers for the children.
What's the timeline here, Bob? When are we expecting a decision from the court?
Paul Yetter, the lead attorney for the plaintiff, said to me 3 to 6 months. This is a case, David, that was filed 7 years ago, so maybe we'll get a decision sometime before I'm in a nursing home.
Talking with Bob Garrett, he has been speaking with us from New Orleans, and he's been covering this case for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much, Bob. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, David.